Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.
It's the program that gives you the best of the adult and mainstream film, television, and internet industries. Hi, I'm James Bartolet, and this is Inside the Industry. Hello, everybody. It's Wednesday, August 21st, and we've got a really big show for you tonight because we're supposed to be having lots of guests here, and of course everybody's late. That part, you know, well, what can you do? It's LA. The traffic is crazy out here in the summertime. Well, it's crazy 365 days a year out here, but we do have a lot of guests that are coming into the studio tonight. Nikki Huntsman's going to be joining us back here in the studio again. And also my friend Ralph Terry is going to be down here. And we got a confirmation that we're going to have the twins on the show here. That's Joey and Sammy White. And they're going to be here in the studio with us as well. Our phone number to call in is 323-203-0815. Want to say once again a big, huge thank you to everybody at the Urban X Awards. It was a big, huge success. It was a really wonderful night. I was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Yes, that's very cool. Luna Starr won Female Performer of the Year. Very excited about that. Feature of the Year went to After Dark, which was a movie that I was in that was directed by Caden Cross. Caden Cross also won Director of the Year. So Braun got inducted into the Hall of Fame, as well as Mick Blue, Alana Evans, and Havana Ginger, who's going to be coming on the show soon in a couple of weeks with her sister Savannah Ginger again. We're going to have them back on. And many other great folks there were inducted into the Hall of Fame. It was a really, really fantastic night. Male performer of the year went to Nat Turner. Congratulations again to all of the winners. Everybody was a winner down there. We had a wonderful night, a great turnout. The Globe Theater, my hat's off to those folks again over at the Globe Theater in downtown LA on Broadway. So hospitable, and they were really great. And thank you again to all of our sponsors that were down there as well. Speaking of sponsors, one of our sponsors at hotmovies.com has got a special deal for you. If you go to hotmovies.com and put in the promo code INSIDE, easy to remember because you're listening and watching Inside the Industry. So put in the code INSIDE and you get to watch 20 free minutes of whatever you want at hotmovies.com. Don't forget, tomorrow we're on Sirius XM. Isn't that exciting? We're on Sirius XM now, too. We're on Vivid Radio, channel 415, from 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And that's going to be tomorrow. That's from 2 to 3 o'clock, and we're going to have some pretty exciting guests on there. And I believe Richo Cavalli is going to be coming back and joining us there in the studio tomorrow, as well as several other guests. So I'll announce that on my Twitter page. Ralph Terry's here in the studio, sitting in here with me. Hello, Ralph.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, and don't forget we're live on Facebook Live, too, so we say hello to everybody. Hello, hello to everybody in the chat room at AdultDVDTalk.com. You can join all of our fans in there and talk along about the show and everything that we've been doing and topics that we're going to talk about. I'm going to try not to talk about Trump, but I got to tell you, I am so pissed off. The son of a bitch goes and calls himself the chosen one.
The what?
Yeah, he
isn't that what they call Anakin Skywalker before he turned into Darth Vader?
No comparison whatsoever. This guy is crazier than batshit, and it's like I do not know why they have not implemented the 25th Amendment yet to get this guy out, because it's dangerous.
I think they probably have not done it because they're trying to. I really want to say that they want to wait until the next election, because I don't know if we could last through that. I don't either.
We're going into a recession. Economists have said this, and that blonde bitch that he's got as some spokesperson now is sitting there going, no, everything's fine. That's bullshit. The man also tried to buy Greenland from Denmark. Denmark doesn't even own that. It is individual away from Denmark. So to go to Denmark and say, oh, I want to buy it. For what? He's going to put a golf course up there?
Yes, he is.
Or drill oil?
Golf course. He's going to turn the whole country into a big golf course. That's what, and he's going to build like the, he's going to build the biggest.
Greenland has like ice and snow all over it, even though it is melting because of him and his fuckers, you know, polluting the air and stuff like that, destroying the ozone. But Greenland isn't for sale.
No, you cannot buy it. He doesn't have that kind of money to buy a country. Sorry.
No, he doesn't. He really thinks he's a dictator. So
I feel sorry for him. You know, the person I feel sorry for is Melania. And I said this, and I'm going to keep saying this. I think that if Trump does not win the reelection, which I'm praying.
No, he won't.
Hoping that he doesn't.
People, wake up. You can't reelect this guy. No. You can't let this happen.
But I think the day when they inaugurate the new president, that's when Melania is going to say, I want a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there. She's not
you
even
know that. Yeah.
And she's got 4 years of crap to pull and say, well, he did this. And who if this is what he's saying to the public, who knows what he's saying behind closed doors in the White House?
God, he's probably been saying a whole bunch of crazy batshit stuff. So anyways, let's forget about politics right now. We're going to talk about porn for the next 2 hours. So get your mind off of that. We talked about the Urban X Awards. Again, it was a big, huge success. We have a lot of movies in the adult industry that's going to be coming out in the next 45 days because it has to make that deadline for AVN and XBiz. I know two of them that I'm in that I'm really proud of, I think, which will do really well come nomination time. By the way, the prenoms start on September 1st, which is just 2 weeks away. But that's Love Emergency for Adam and Eve and Captain Marvel XXX for Axel Braun Productions and Wicked Pictures. Always big hits with Wicked Pictures and Axel Braun and Will Ryder and Scott David and Adam and Eve. So those are going to be some big ones to be contending with. We are doing less and less features and parodies than we ever did when I started in this industry 20 years ago. It's different now. It really, really is. But what is going to be the big thing in the future, Ralph? It's content.
Yes.
Content. Content is king. So many performers do little content scenes now. I know I do. And we put these out. We sell these. That's going to be the way to do them.
But I think, you know, I've been talking about this idea of trade for content all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I understand how and why content is king. It's always going to be king.
Mm-hmm.
What I do not like, and maybe this is more of an East Coast thing than a West Coast thing, is that when a production company or a talent says, he hits another talent and says, let's do some content, but that's all they want to do. They don't want to pay anybody for any scenes ever. They just want to shoot content. And that's the problem.
Right.
Is that, you know,
but if both individuals in that scene get a copy of that, then they can turn around and sell it, and then they make money.
Sure, for that one scene. But if you hit the same person up 5, 7, 10, 15 times, like let's just shoot content, Mm-hmm. At some point, you say, wait a minute now. I think I need a paycheck in here. You know, at least pay me for one scene, and then we could shoot some content. And then the trade, mm-hmm. the trade has to be equivalent to what you're giving up.
That's right.
And a lot of people just don't understand that. So if you have someone to say, I want to trade for content, okay, so we're going to do a boy-girl scene. What are you giving me in return? I don't know.
Now,
I need to see if you moved the star if you blocked anybody. Red Jetta?
Do you have a red Jetta? You
yes.
do.
Oh.
You're blocking somebody. Oh. Okay, so Ralph's going to run out because he was a bad boy and parked in the wrong spot. If you see Nikki Huntsman or the twins down here, send them up, for God's sake. All right. We'll pick up that conversation where we left it off. Let's go away to a commercial break. We're going to be right back right after this. Right, Dakota?
Hi, this is your girl, Dakota Sky, and I want you to stay tuned for more Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hot Summer Fights. Come and join us for Caliente Cage Rage at Dames and Games in Van Nuys. At 14626 Raymer Street in Van Nuys, California. 21 and over with ID. The full contact topless girl fights are so popular, and people come from all over Southern California to come and join us for the Caliente Cage Rage events. The event is hosted by Gianna Stilts Taylor and James Bartolet, and there's over $1,000 in cash prizes. There's two matches starting at 10:30 and again at midnight. And ladies, if you would like to be in the next Caliente Cage Rage event, all you have to do is text fight organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Come and join us at Dames and Games. It's a great place to bring your friends and have a great night that you'll remember for a long time. That's Caliente Cage Rage at Dames and Games in Van Nuys. See you there.
No matter what you're into, HotMovies.com is the best site to visit to watch all of your favorite scenes online 24/7. From the latest hit releases to original content, HotMovies.com really has it all. There's no membership required, and there's no monthly fees. And with over 175,000 titles, you're sure to find something new to watch every time you visit. Right here on Inside the Industry, we're giving away a free movie video card every week, so a lucky listener every week can try it out with 30 free minutes. Just send us an email to james@galaxypublicity.com. Visit them today at hotmovies.com. Remember that site? That's hotmovies.com.
This is Marika Hase. You are listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updating news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news. With a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery from the latest movies being made, special events, industry performer profiles, and the latest entertainment news segments from AVN Live. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN really has it all. AVN will keep you coming back for more. The recent 2016 AVN Expo and an AVN Awards program that took place at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas was the place to see and be seen, and will be telecast on cable worldwide later this year. AVN.com really has it all, baby. What are you waiting for? Visit the site today at AVN.com.
Ready for some real hot summer fun? Then come join us at the Blue Zebra in North Hollywood for the opening night for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling, where adult stars and dancers compete for cash prizes. The date is Saturday, August 3rd, and the matches are at midnight, 1 a.m. and 2 a.m., and Blue Zebra in North Hollywood is 18 and over with ID. The address is 6872 Farmdale Avenue in North Hollywood. So come down and join us on Saturday, August 3rd, for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling. Ready for some the real date hot for Sunday, July 28th, for the opening night for Spearmint Rhino Torrance's Amateurs and Pros. Amateurs and Pros is the professional dancer auditions hosted by XXX stars and celebrity hosts Gianna Stilts Taylor and James Bartolet. The auditions start at 10:30 p.m. and there's over $500 in cash prizes. Plus, the winner will also be featured in a special pictorial in Kittens Magazine. Sign up to be one of LA's hottest new dancers. Just text organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Remember, party packages are available, and you can pre-book your table now by going to spearmintrhino.com. The event is 21 and over with ID, and we will see you on Sunday, July 28th at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance for Amateurs and Pros.
Hi, this is Emmy Reyes, and you're listening Inside the Industry with James Bartlett. DVD!
Welcome back. It's Inside the Industry. That's right, baby. Yeah, James Bartolet here. Got my buddy Ralph Terry in the studio with me. I want to remind everybody, we have got some great events coming up that you, the public, can come to. First one, these are all great Spearmint Rhino events. We're going to be back at Blue Zebra in North Hollywood on September 14th. For Glam Slam, this is the oil wrestling events that are going on. And that's hosted by myself, James Bartolet, and Gianna Taylor. First, there's three matches starting at midnight. Midnight, 12:30. So come on down. This will be a late night. It's a Saturday night. You'll have fun. Don't worry. Come on down. Then on Thursday, September 12th, got a lot to do that week. Wow. And I'll just be coming back from Miami from Exotica. It's going to be crazy. We have Caliente Cage Rage. Once again, we're at Dames and Games in Van Nuys. So join us on Thursday, September 12th in Van Nuys for that. And then we are back at Spearmint Rhino down in Torrance. And this is a really nice place. The staff there are fantastic. It's a beautiful venue. Great dancers down there, and this is Rhino Live. Come and party with the XXX stars at South Bay's number one gentleman's club, Spearmint Rhino in Torrance. And as a special treat for everybody, we're going to be doing a live radio broadcast on September 18th, okay? That's a Wednesday night. We'll be doing a live broadcast. So come on down and join us there. Okay, babe. Okay, I got distracted because September Rain sent me a text and flashed her boobs. And I love her boobs. What was I talking about, Ralph?
Torrance, Spearmint Rhino.
Yes, Spearmint Rhino Torrance. We're doing a live radio broadcast. Thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get the flyer, so I'm focused.
Okay. We're doing a live radio broadcast from there. And that's going to be from 7 to 9 like we are every Wednesday. So if you live in the Southern California area, come down to that live taping, live broadcast, because we're going to have some free giveaways for fans that come down there that night. Plus, every fan that comes down gets in free to the club. So there's an incentive. You're getting free into a gentleman's club. Bring your dollar bills, and have a good time. And then we're going to have a big party after the broadcast. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So join us. Mark it on your calendar. September 18th at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance. It's a nice place. You have a good time. All right. Enough said. Speaking of Exotica, We just have a couple more weeks till the Exotica in Miami. It's going to be too much fun. And we have a contest so you can win a free ticket to go to Exotica Expo in Miami. All you have to do is write into james@galaxypublicity.com. You'll be entered in the contest. Five lucky listeners or viewers out there will get a chance to win a free ticket to attend. Now, you have to live in the area. We're not going to fly you out and put you in a hotel. We don't have that kind of money. But we're going to give you a free ticket to go for the whole weekend. You're going to have a lot of fun. And then make sure when you come in, come by the Inside the Industry Galaxy booth and say hello to me and all the beautiful girls that are going to be down there, because we've got some great stars that are going to be there. It's going to be a big, big weekend. So, and I'm also doing that seminar, How to Get in the Biz. You like that one, right?
Yes, I do. It gives a lot of really great...
You videotaped it a couple times.
Yes, I have. And I've sat back and I've looked at it and analyzed it. It gives a lot of great information.
Thank you,
buddy. The nuances of how to break into the business, but not so much how to break in, how to stay in it.
That part
right there.
Yeah, because that's very true. I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say everything's rainbows and unicorns, because I would be a liar if I said that. You know, I'm going to give you the truth. So I'm not going to say any more, because you have to come to the seminar and find out. So come down there, check it out. And that's going to be on Saturday. They just sent me the schedule. Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be doing that. All right.
No, you should do. You should like videotape it. Well, it's already videotaped, but make it one of like an infomercial, like sell it on TV, like late at night. You know, if you really want to break into the porn business, like, could you imagine going to like say the Paramount Channel, and there you are.
Don't throw that out there, because you know they'll get somebody to do it, and they won't have me do it. They'll get some really dumb chick that doesn't know anything about porn whatsoever, and then they'll have some guy that says he's an expert on it, and he's not in porn either. Because I got to tell you, when you watch those infomercials late at night, we've all watched them, right? And for our fans that are out there on the East Coast, after they finish listening and watching the show, they'll probably be putting on a, you know, infomercial on the TV before they fall asleep. None of those people are experts. All of that shit is fake. I've been in maybe about 4 infomercials in my life, and they're all... It's all smoke and mirrors, you know. They set up those blenders off camera, so when you put that stuff in there, they cut it, and then they come back, and it's all blended. Or that thing, they cut it, and they come back, and it's all cooked in that little rotisserie thing or something like that.
I said, it takes 10 minutes. Well, if it takes 10 minutes to cook, and the infomercial is 6 minutes, then where to the other 4 minutes?
I did one about something that would, like, do your yard. You know, it would clip the trees and mow the lawn and trim it and everything like that. They said in 10 minutes. They paid me really good, and I did this thing. But the damn device, like, broke on the set.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Smoke's coming out of it and stuff like that. And then off set, off camera, there were 4 gardeners sitting there ready to race in. And do the whole property, and then we come back, and then I'm standing there with the product going, doom. It's like that. I've seen that with that blender one. See, I'm not naming names, so nobody can get pissed off. I'm not naming names, but there's a blender out there, and off camera is 16, count them, 16 blenders all blending all of this stuff. So the talking heads sit there and they go, blah, 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 blah. They cut, then they come in, change it all out, put that stuff in there, and then they just throw that stuff in the trash. People are starving, just throwing stuff in the trash.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's all smoke and mirrors. So could you see somebody doing something like, oh, yeah, you get into porn, you're going to... It's like these fake guys out there that say they could do all of this stuff, right? And they can't. Speaking of fakes, by the way, got to put out an alert now. Inside the Industry News Alert. All right. There is a guy that's going out there pretending he is Greg Lansky.
Yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, this is really bad. Greg Lansky is one of the sweetest, nicest men in the world, and he's great, and he is the head of this big empire that him and Mike Moss started many years ago. They have Black.com, they got Vixen, all of these great companies, right? Mm-hmm. So there is a guy who's impersonating him online, and these girls are falling for this stuff. Young ladies and young guys out there, people, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true, okay?
Right.
This guy is promising the world, you're going to make all of this money, do all of this stuff. And 9 times out of 10, when they follow that link and they go in to talk to that person, they're ending up getting a Trojan in their computer, Trojan horse, and they're getting their computer hacked. So it is not a smart idea to follow through with any of that stuff.
Exactly.
Porn, a legitimate porn producer or director will not throw this stuff out there and just say, anybody could do this, contact me, you're going to make all of this money. It's not going to happen, right, Ralph?
No. If you're someone in the business, or if you're someone in the business, the porn producer will probably ask your agent or manager. It will talk to them first and then get your email and send you a direct email. Mm-hmm. If you have never shot a scene before in your life, no one has ever seen you on camera, webcam, anything, then Greg Lansky probably doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
So why would all of a sudden reach out to you, say, hey, you want to make some money? And he wouldn't even say, like, hey, you want to make some money? He wouldn't even do that part. So let's people wake up.
That's true. That's very true. So buyer beware, be careful, girls out there. Somebody's contacting you and saying that they're Greg Lansky or any producer or director or agent. Don't fall for that shit. Do your homework, or talent. Yeah. Do your homework. That's very, very important. But no matter what job you're getting into, you should do your homework on that.
Exactly.
All right. She just walked in the studio and damn, your titties are so fucking big.
I know, isn't it wild?
God.
So much bigger than they used to be.
Oh, my God. And look at that. Flesh. Oh, I love that. Honey, we're on Facebook, so you got to cover them up.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know you integrated Facebook. You never used
we
to do that.
We got Facebook, too. All right. So
when I used to come on here, that wasn't a thing.
Yes.
We used to do naughty things and flash and stuff.
Yes, we do. It's okay. She's a famous adult film star. She has her own toy out. She is a lovely young lady, and we're so happy she's back here in the studio with us. Let's give it up for Nikki Huntsman.
Hi,
Nikki. How are you, baby?
I'm doing well, and I apologize for that again. I had no clue that change happened.
It's okay. How long are you in town for now?
Just a couple of days. I'm actually leaving on the 24th, so it's super short. I came here for my friend Lisa's birthday. Do you remember her? She's the one that got into the wrong car with me when we were all hanging out that one night.
Oh,
I think it was Stormy's birthday.
Yeah.
When we were supposed to get
Oh, my
yours,
God,
and
when
then
we went
got
to Stormy's
into the
party.
Car.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got into the wrong car? Whoa.
We were really drunk, and James was supposed to be pulling his car up, and then another guy that had a similar look in a similar car pulled his up, and we, like, got into his back seat, and he turns around, and he's like, I don't mind you guys, like, coming with me, but I have to ask my wife.
Oh,
and
wow.
We were like, oh, my God.
They were lucky that it was that
guy.
The
wife wasn't in the car.
It wasn't that guy that was trying to impersonate Greg Lansky.
Yeah.
He'd try to give him a deal.
So bad.
Yeah.
It could have been so bad.
So, anyway, now have you been filming? God damn, I fucking love your tits.
Thank you. I love them, too.
They are so perfect how you had them done.
My doctor did such a great job. He went in through the armpits and under the muscle. And
oh, wow.
It was more intense to heal that way, and it takes longer, but it did a better job.
You
it
know, Holly Hendricks is getting her tits done. They're not going to be that big.
Yeah.
But she is going to a very, very, very famous plastic surgeon.
That's awesome.
And getting these things done. So hopefully they'll have it proportionate. Because otherwise it's going to be like weevils wobble,
surgeon,
but they don't fall down.
I'm sure it'll be good if she's going to a good doctor. If he's well known, she's got it.
Yeah.
She's going to do good. But as for filming, I did a bunch like last August, October-ish. I did like 3 or 4 different things. And this year, I have barely been to L.A. And last time I was here, my agency didn't get anything lined up. This time, they've been trying, but nothing. But I've been doing content trades. I've been doing many vids. I've been doing OnlyFans.
Oh, good. We were just talking about content trade.
Yeah. So I've been keeping up with my stores and my content and my members only stuff. And I've also been keeping up with StreamMate. I've been camming a bunch.
So you're on StreamMate now.
Yeah.
Because Nikki and I did a duo show on Strip Chat. We went on there. Mm-hmm. And we had a lot of fans taking us into the private chat. Mm-hmm. But we're like, okay, so do you want to see us fuck? And they're like,
no.
Well, no. We just want to talk. And I go, well, we're porn stars. We're very happy to fuck. We're going to do it anyway. So come on.
It was so funny because they were also asking if he was my dad or my grandpa.
That's very big right now. I just did a scene like that.
They kept asking. They were like, are you sure?
I just shot for Nubiles and I played a grandpa or a dad or something like that.
I've always played like daughter a lot in a lot of scenes. I'm surprised that I haven't been getting booked for like MILF roles and stuff ever since getting the boobs, though. You would think I would because I feel like this makes me look a little bit older, but I'm still getting teen stuff when I do get booked.
You don't look any older.
You're currently tested. You're currently tested. You're going to be here till Saturday night.
Saturday afternoon, unfortunately.
Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's still tomorrow and there's Friday. So call Robert or Bud over at 101 and book her.
Yeah, I've been trying to get bookings, so we'll see.
And hopefully. You really look good.
Thank you. I think that the blonde works too. I'm blonde now.
I was just going to say, you're blonde. Oh, fuck.
Oh, and this cut, Nikki. I did it myself while I was
I like the shortcut.
Camming.
I like the shortcut.
You.
Wow.
I cut it myself while I was on webcam. I was bored.
You cut your own hair?
Yeah, whoa. I didn't do the
with like
job,
one of those K-tel like products that would cut your hair?
Oh, no. I had my hair in a ponytail and I grabbed a pair of kitchen scissors and just snipped it off.
Oh god. They used to have this device. It was I think it was 1970s and it was a thing where you could cut your hair and it was hooked up to the vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
So it would suck up the hair, but it would cut your hair, but it always would be all fucked up.
Always.
Oh, man. Yeah, no, my hair turned out great. I didn't even have to have anything done to it, really. But then I dyed it afterwards, and I did not do that. I paid somebody else to bleach it because I was too scared to fry my hair.
Wow.
Like, the way I see it is if I cut it and I mess it up, I can get it fixed. But if I fry it, I'm done. So
now, Nikki Huntsman, do you agree that content is really going to be the big thing now in the next coming years?
Yeah, because I've noticed my bookings keep going down less and less each year versus content trades you can do any day, any time with people, and they're always willing.
Now, Ralph, you bring up that point and tell Nick about that.
Well, I have brought this point up, and I said, I don't know if this is just an East Coast thing or
an East Coast thing.
No, because the East Coast does things. The East Coast has a particular way of conducting business compared to the West Coast. I would compare it like the West Coast is the pros and the East Coast are the amateurs.
But the point is
like when production companies or talents only hit you up to just do content. Mm-hmm. Like then like for example, let's say a company hits you up 5, 7, 9 times. That's all you want to shoot is content.
Oh, I hate it when people just want to shoot content and they don't want to actually like hang out or be friends or ever do actual work. Like, everybody I shoot with, for the most part, I'll at least go and hang out with as friends here and there. I'll get a drink with them. I'll catch up. I'll go to their parties. I'll invite them to my parties.
So you're comfortable, too, on camera.
Yeah. I'm very comfortable on camera.
Right.
Yeah, I have been for a long time. I remember when I first got in, it was nerve-wracking.
But oh,
it's
God.
Always
oh, I remember
scary
that.
When you're new. Yeah. It's always terrifying.
I remember you back then. Yeah, baby. Yeah. So what is set up for you now? But I mean, where can we find you?
You can find me on StreamMate, OnlyFans. You can find me on, let's see, Sex Panther. I do that a lot. I do
a lot
of phone
company.
Calls, a lot of texting. They're wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. I've noticed that Sex Panther, OnlyFans, and StreamMate, like, I've been making good money. I've been making more doing this, just working for myself out in Colorado than I was when I was just out here doing nothing but shooting regular porn because it was so unsteady. It wasn't stable. It's like when you're working a lot, you're making bank. But if it's not busy, then you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
So.
Now, we got to make sure that we let everybody know. We're talking about Sex Panther. This is a company where you call the girl and you get to talk to them.
Yeah, and you can also
and
text.
It's not her real phone number.
Through an app.
Yeah, it's through an app.
Yeah.
But it's going through there. But this has nothing to do with Sex Panther from Rob Burgundy. From that movie.
Yeah, it's yeah. two different
things. The
awful
things. Cologne.
Yeah, that real bad cologne.
Yeah, no, this is Sexed Panther with a T.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's absolutely wonderful because you can exchange videos, photos, you can call, you can text, and it's great for everybody who just wants to be a little bit more personal and interactive.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one downside is people like to call and text me at like 6 a.m., 5 a.m. when I'm still half asleep.
Well, because they're probably in a different time zone.
Yeah, I know, but that's like the one downside. It's like I'm waking up, and I had somebody the other day being like, you should send me a picture with no filter, no makeup on, and I'm like half nope. awake at like 5 a.m. Mm-hmm. Oh, I did, but I sent them a goofy face. And
wow.
I got to show you. It's funny. I'll pull it up, and it's actually appropriate, so I can totally show it on the air. Let's see. It'll just take me a minute.
Okay. Now, Nikki.
This is what I sent.
Oh, my God.
I was like,
you
okay.
look like you've got a bruise on your forehead.
Oh, no. I just had my forehead wrinkled, and I had makeup smeared a little from the night before.
Oh, that's your eyebrow. Yeah.
You're just a wild little thing, huh?
I was just like, okay, you want no filter at fucking 6 a.m.? Okay.
Now, how many boyfriends you got now? Because last time I saw you, you had like 3 boyfriends.
Whoa.
You had... And I go, Nikki, how come you have 3 boyfriends? And she goes, when I fall asleep, he's got somebody to talk to. Wow. I was like,
I mean,
whoa,
I've never
really?
Had 3 boyfriends. I've had 3 people I'm seeing before.
Well,
there's
yeah.
a difference, you know.
Okay.
Because when I'm exclusively with somebody, you know, then I don't let anybody else touch me outside of work. So
okay.
It depends on if I'm exclusive or not. And
he's
I'm not.
Wearing Depends? You going out with gold? Oh, it depends.
It
on,
depends.
Oh, I thought she said they were wearing Depends.
Nope. I've never okay. dated somebody that old yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
Wow.
You never
Not
know.
Not yet.
You never know where life's going to take you. But
so how's everything back home?
Up it's in been the, going really,
up in
really
the Rocky
well.
Mountains there.
It's been yeah. so good. My kiddo just went back to school, which means I can be camming more and working more,
right.
which I really like. I took the summer off for the most part besides my Sex Panther stuff and OnlyFans.
That's got to be so. Tough. I, a lot of people don't realize, you know, a lot of us in the industry were parents.
Yeah,
right?
Most of us are, and people just have no clue.
Right. And for us to be raising kids and working, whether you work in mainstream adult or you're a barista over at Starbucks, you know, it's very hard to juggle that, to be working full time and raising a family.
It's very difficult. I'd have to say during the school year, it's not too bad, though. I've noticed that I'm super busy in the mornings on StreamMate usually.
Wow.
I actually make more money earlier in the mornings
yeah.
than I do at night most of the time.
That seems to be the big thing. It's this webcam thing. It's stronger in the morning. I've talked to a lot mm-hmm. of webcam girls.
Not only webcam, but phone stuff, too. I've noticed yeah. my phone stuff and my cam stuff. So it's like if I'm up early and working in the morning... Then I make
so
more
what?
Money.
So they're driving to work, and then they've got the phone there, and they're like,
"I would not
off.
Be surprised." Probably, you know what you do?
Surprise Listen to people. Ralph. I would not be. Surprised.
I would not be surprised that you know you have the phone holders in your car. Mm-hmm. But I think what it is because you know people are guys are waking up. You know,
yeah,
they're
their morning wood,
right? You know, and they're like, "I gotta go to this damn job. I can't stand mm-hmm. it." So let me call a pretty girl and hey,
yeah,
hi.
Send or go on a webcam.
Go on a webcam.
And go and jack off a little bit.
There you go.
Yeah, I've
Get
had people
out,
hitting me
in
up in the morning because they're about to go to work or because they're at work and they're at their desk and they're bored and mm-hmm. they have a little bit of time to where they're in between meetings and they can have some fun. I've also had people hit me up because it's like, oh, my wife went to the store and I need to have fun real quick while she's gone. I have
wow.
that type
oh,
of stuff.
Oh, wow.
So that's the shit that you get in the mornings.
That part is bad.
That part.
The wife left, so I need to have some fun because she's boring.
Oh, no, while she's gone, like...
That almost sounds like a porn scenario, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The wife gets up and, you know, she's the kind of wife or woman that nags her husband and say, don't forget, you got to take the garbage and get the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
And she walks mm-hmm. to us and he says, I just need a good time. 1-800. 1-800. Hey. hey, yep. She's gone. The yep. car is going out the driveway. Let's have some fun.
She's gone. Yeah. She's gone. Go. I got to have fun. I don't care if I'm She'll paying five or 10 bucks a minute.
She'll be back in 10 minutes. So I got to make it. I got to make it work right now. I got 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Now, Nikki, before we go to a commercial break, wanted to ask you, what is the weirdest request or encounter you've had on the Sex Panther or webcamming from a fan?
Okay, so on webcamming.
She's got an answer right away. That's why I love Mike.
That wanted to jerk off using slime. You know, like that green slime. Glue.
From the Nickelodeon show?
No!
They make it with Elmer's glue and glitter and different yeah. things. It's big with the kids nowadays. They oh love my... crafting it and making it, but he liked jerking off with green slime and it looked like he was fucking Flubber. Do you remember Flubber, the yeah. Robin Williams
that guy
movie?
Is sick. Oh! That guy is sick. Sick. What's his name, R. Kelly?
I have no clue what his name was, but I just remember watching him jerk off with this green slime cam to cam, and it was the weirdest shit I've seen.
When you're watching the feed of what the person is doing, do you ever crack up or just start laughing?
I try not to.
On purpose, but just like act like it's so weird. You just like, I can't believe I'm doing this. I can't believe you're doing this. And you just start laughing at
it. If I do, I try to turn into a sexy giggle like, oh my God, I love it so much. I try to make it sexy. It's hard to do sometimes.
You're Nikki Huntsman's also very big on cosplay. Cosplay mm-hmm. is very big in the adult industry, especially with the fans.
It's so much fun, and I just like going to the different events. Like the conventions are fun.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Have you ever been to Comic-Con?
It's oh God, yeah. yes, yeah. we have.
It's one of my favorite things.
New York City Comic-Con coming up in a couple yeah. weeks.
Mm-hmm. I went to SDCC. San
Diego. Yeah, we went to San Diego, and we went to promote a couple of Axel's movies, and That's we went awesome. All in our costume, and we had a huge fan line.
That sounds incredible.
It was nuts, and those fans are real diehard for that stuff.
Oh yeah, when you're at a convention, really it's very like everybody's so serious about it and so mm-hmm. in love with it and passionate. I'd have to say that's one AVN, of the things I love the most about right. it. The passion.
AVN, yeah, they AVN and Exotica. Huge turnout, huge fan turnout, wonderful fans there at those events, at both of those events. But multiply that times 10 at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
Really.
It's absolutely incredible. You can barely move through the crowds at Comic-Con.
Mm-hmm.
It's
Yeah, remember that one year we were at Exotic in Chicago and the downstairs had the cosplay and people couldn't tell.
Yeah.
And
people, that sounds amazing.
People, the downstairs of the convention hall had a cosplay and upstairs was Exotica. So when some people come and said, we don't know which.
Who's from who?
Who are we going to? Are we going downstairs or are we going upstairs? Because some of the girls did look like they might have been porn stars. They're like, well, which one are we going to?
And they were all mixing in there.
All mixing together.
But I guess there were some minors that were there. And I don't mean minors, in a mine shaft. I mean young people that were there. And I guess parents found out and freaked out. So they made sure that they separated that event. So our event with Exotica takes place a month or so, weeks away from that event.
Yeah, I noticed last time that I did an Exotica thing, it was like more with a fitness show below or something.
Right.
Yeah. They made it to where it's scheduled with different things now.
I remember that year. Mm-hmm. I remember that year. Now, are you going to Miami?
I don't have it planned. I'm considering going to Jersey, though, and I'm for sure going to be at AVN again. I have that part set in stone. Yeah. AVN set in stone. Jersey is maybe. I haven't decided because I haven't shot any new DVDs, really. Yeah. I have, like, one new DVD with my new tits. Otherwise, it's all old stuff that I'd be bringing. I'd be bringing new prints new and posters, out. But, no new movies. I have, like, one new one with Girls' Way where I'm the cover with Kristen
good company.
Scott.
Yeah, good company.
That's the one that I have, though. Other than that, it's all old stuff that I'd be bringing. So I'm like, if I do go, it's probably going to be for content, trade, and partying and not for signing.
Right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Maybe
we should suggest that to Exotica that one of the nights have a cosplay party.
That would be fun.
Oh, a cosplay party is a great idea.
That would be cool. Yeah. A cosplay night.
Yeah. Have everybody come in a costume and it would be something different.
You know what? As a matter of fact, I think that probably could happen because the Exotica in October is going to be New Jersey October instead of November.
It's and in that's October?
Gonna be, right. It's going to be right before Halloween.
Right before Halloween.
Just days before Halloween.
I didn't realize that.
So we have to do a cosplay. Right. I'm making all the Galaxy Girls dress.
Now, if you
want
to see, have you ever been to the New York City Halloween parade?
No, but I love going to New York. It's fun.
Come to the parade on Halloween if you want to see cosplay in effect. You'll be like,
I bet it's amazing.
Oh my God, yes.
New York always does everything
yes.
up.
They,
I got
overboard.
To go there for Christmas last year and see all the displays. Oh my God, I was mind blown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Have you seen
the Christmas displays in New York?
No, but I'd like to get blown. If you're offering. Yeah. Before we go to commercial, we got to go to a commercial, but I've got to plug your toy.
Okay, so stopusingyourhand.com is where you want to go. It's really awesome, but it's the 3V Starlet Stroker. It's a stroker that vibrates. It has my voice on it, and it just feels very realistic. You can even buy a warming wand for $10 more. And if you use discount code Nikki at checkout, then you get to save some money.
And that's N-I-K-K-I.
Nope.
N-I-C-K-E-Y. N-I-C-K-E-Y.
Yep, N-I-C-K-E-Y. Mm-hmm. And if you use code Nikki at checkout, the way that I spell it, then you get to save some money. And it's a really great toy. I've heard some
And if
raving
you put
reviews.
It the way I spelt, then you don't get shit. So
exactly.
Spell it the way she did it. Yeah. So once more time, that's spelled out.
N-I-C-K-E-Y. And it's on stopusingyourhand.com. Mm-hmm. It's the 3V Starlet Stroker.
Very good. And it has your voice. So give them a little Scooby Snack what they hear when they stick their dick in this thing.
Harder. Harder. I want you to fuck me harder. Something like that.
Wow.
I love
I'm mesmerized.
And did you notice, Ralph, her nipples
yes,
got
I did.
Hard when she
yes,
was doing
I did.
That?
I got mesmerized.
That part. Okay. Let's break away for a commercial. We're going to take a cold shower and have a cigarette. We'll be right back.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out adamandeve.com today. Select one item. And get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at adamandeve.com.
Ready for some real hot summer fun? Then come join us at the Blue Zebra in North Hollywood for the opening night for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling, where adult stars and dancers compete for cash prizes. The date is Saturday, August 3rd, and the matches are at midnight, 1 a.m., and 2 a.m. And Blue Zebra in North Hollywood is 18 and over with ID. The address is 6872 Farmdale Avenue in North Hollywood. So come down and join us on Saturday, August 3rd, for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling. Save the date for Sunday, July 28th, for the opening night for Spearmint Rhino Torrance's Amateurs and Pros. Amateurs and Pros is the professional dancer auditions hosted by XXX stars and celebrity hosts Gianna Stilts-Taylor and James Bartolet. The auditions start at 10:30 p.m., and there's over $500 in cash prizes, plus the winner will also be featured in a special pictorial in Kittens Magazine. Sign up to be one of LA's hottest new dancers. Just text organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Remember, party packages are available, and you can Pre-book your table now by going to spearmintrhino.com. The event is 21 and over with ID, and we will see you on Sunday, July 28th at Spearmint Rhino in Torrance for amateurs and pros.
AVN.com is your one-stop site to go for all of the exciting and updating news on the adult film industry. AVN.com has the latest and breaking industry news, with a comprehensive listing of the latest releases on the charts, movie and site reviews, editorials, a large picture gallery from the latest movies being made, special events, industry performer profiles, and the latest entertainment news segments from AVN Live. Visit the site now and you'll see that AVN really has it all. AVN will keep you coming back for more. The recent 2016 AVN Expo and an AVN Awards program that took place at the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Vegas was the place to see and be seen, and will be telecast on cable worldwide later this year. AVN.com really has it all, baby. What are you waiting for? Visit the site today at AVN.com.
Hey, this is Riley Steele, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartley.
Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right. Enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by hotmovies.com.
Hi, this is Priya Rai, and you're listening to Inside the Industry.
Hi, this is Foxy, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartley.
All right, welcome back. This is Inside the Industry. Yes, welcome back. And don't forget about our contest. We've got a contest so you, our wonderful fans and listeners and viewers out there, can get a chance to win a free ticket to go to the Exotica Expo. We're giving away 5 free tickets to go to the Exotica Expo in Miami, September 6th, 7th, and 8th in Miami, Florida. Right into james@galaxypublicity.com. In the header, you want to put Exotica Contest. All right? And good luck to you on that. We're going to be picking a winner. It's going to be right around September 1st, September 2nd. We're going to be picking the winner. And then you'll be notified by email. Then we'll announce it on the show on the 4th. Because on the 5th, early in the morning, we get on the plane, fly out there to New York. That's the one thing about flying to the East Coast from the West Coast. It seems like you lose a whole day.
Yeah.
Right? Because of the time change.
It's such a long flight, too. And also,
coming back's always faster.
To go in and out of the airports, too.
Yes.
It takes a long time.
Now, that's an interesting thing that you brought up, my love, because TSA just made an announcement that in the very near future, we will not be able to get through TSA with just our driver's licenses anymore. We have to get this brand new ID now.
Oh, yeah, the Forever ID or something.
That's right.
Whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, a lot of people are objecting to that because they think it's like Big Brother's watching.
I've heard the Forever ID is similar to the driver's license, though, and you get it at the DMV. It's just more or less they're making it harder to copy and forge so that underage people and illegals and different people can't forge it.
Right.
The only difference is it's just harder to replicate by the actual public.
Right. So I believe this is going to affect in the next couple of months or before the end of the year, Nick?
I think so. I know that when I renewed my driver's license, I got the Forever ID. So yeah. I already have one.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I got one earlier this year, I believe.
So is it like Forever 21 and it's like outfits that you can't fit into?
I mean, I still fit into Forever 21.
Oh, I bet you do. Yes, I bet
still
you do.
I wear all of that.
Yeah. But and bottom line is, though, it's coming out soon?
Yeah, it's already out as far as I know. It's just not required yet.
Okay.
They're going to be requiring it within the next year or two, if I'm correct.
Okay, so we're going to need to... I mean, DMV's already long lines anyways, but...
as well get it before it's required, though.
Yeah. Share that between the two of you to read that off.
Sounds good.
Make, you know, your best thing to do, and you can't do this by going to a AAA office, because I used to go to AAA and then do all my DMV stuff, but now... Actually, move this way so we have you both on camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
cool. Sorry, I'm just trying to make it to where I can see the papers, too.
I know you're not used to being on camera and stuff, too, babe. I know.
I know. I'm hardly ever on camera anymore.
Oh, I'll put you on camera.
Oh, hey.
Don't worry. Yes. All right. Ready? And now it is time for Inside the Industry News. Brought to you every week by AVN, your industry leader at AVN.com. Want to remind everybody about the Night Moves Awards. That's our next award show. It is coming up in October. It is going to be a whole weekend. The award show will be taking place on Sunday, October 13th. But the whole Night Moves Caravan, where we go to the adult club, starts on October 10th, 11th, 12th, and then 13th. And I know they're planning on doing something really big on the 10th because that's my birthday.
That sounds amazing.
All right.
So there's going to be something kind of fun there for that night. But getting back to Night Moves, nightmovesonline.com, all right? You can go there and you can vote under the national votes, okay? So vote for your favorite adult film stars and movies and so forth. So go to nightmovesonline.com and vote today. All right. Out of Montreal, Quebec, we have news about Brie Mills' company, Adult Time. They have a new original anthology series called Under the Bed from Pure Taboo. And this is horror meets hardcore, which is crazy because this is a lot of stuff that I did back in the day when I did Saw Triple X, Rocky Horror Picture Show Triple X, Friday the 13th Triple X, Nightmare on Elm Street Triple X, Blair Witch Project Triple X.
All the fun stuff.
Yeah, we did all of that stuff and now this is a big thing. And by the way, speaking of horror movies, my movie, mainstream movie, Murder Motel will be coming out before the end of this year. I'm one of the stars in the movie alongside Misty Stone, Priya Rai, and a lot of really great, talented mainstream actors in this. We actually shot in a haunted motel. This is not an adult film. This is a mainstream movie.
That sounds amazing.
And it's going to be out.
I really want to see it.
And the girls were over at the house. A lot of people were over the house on Monday. You know, I wanted to rest after that whole award show weekend, but everybody came over the house. They're going to smoke some weed, and somebody goes, hey, James is on this thing, and it was like Amazon Prime or Hulu or something, but Hitchhiker Massacre is
nice.
on there. That was a great mainstream horror movie I did. It's out. Okay. We told you about the whole thing about Greg Glansky and some guy impersonating him. This impersonator has been approaching models in the U.S. over WhatsApp and offering to transfer money. Again, do not fall for this bullshit, okay? As I said at the beginning of the show with Ralph, I said if it sounds too good, it's probably no good, right?
Yeah,
Nikki,
you got to be very careful about that.
Oh
stuff.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter who you think you're talking to; you could be thinking you're talking to me, and you're probably not. Because I've had to report so many different accounts that have used my photos with different names over the years on Twitter, Instagram, different things, and it's like, why are you using my photos and a different name? Are you trying to scam people? Or are you just some lonely person? Or what are you doing?
Right. Now, Greg Lansky, again, he's a wonderful, wonderful person. Greg is offering a $5,000 reward if you can help identify this person who is behind this whole thing, okay? So I know there's millions of people listening to this.
Catch this guy.
Yeah.
Catch this guy.
You know who it is.
You're going to get that $5,000 reward. Okay. Mm-hmm. So whether you're listening to us live or you're listening to us in the archive, if you know of who this person is, turn them in and you get the reward. And also, I just want to say, keep on the lookout for a lot of adult stars that are being impersonated on Twitter. This just happened to me yesterday.
Please let any of us know. If you find a fake profile, screenshot it, send it to us so that we can report it.
And then you have to report this yourself. You could do that on Twitter and Instagram.
The thing is, they will reporting it, they don't do shit. But if we are able to actually let people know and have a lot of people mass report it, then that's how it gets taken down.
Very true.
No, one time we was at Exotica and me and Missy were sitting downstairs having breakfast. Mm-hmm. And somebody hit me on a private message from her. And I was like,
what?
And the person says, I see that you're a fan of mine's. Oh, so I said, why are you, who are you? You're not Misty Stone. He's like, and the person said, yes, I am. I said, no, you're not. She's sitting right next to me. Yeah. So I took a picture of the two of us sitting there having breakfast, which just looked like, next thing you knew, got blocked.
Is that right?
Just like that.
That doesn't surprise me.
But we reported the person and they did take it down. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand, people, why are you catfishing anybody? Be yourself. Is your life that boring or pathetic? Stop it.
Yeah.
Be yourself. If your life is boring, then change it. Sorry.
Yeah.
You pretend to be someone else is not going to make your life exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember which male talent it was. I'd have to go through my messages. But I know that a while back, somebody in Colorado tried adding me and tried messaging me saying that they were a photographer and they were using... it was Manuel Ferreira's photos.
Oh, God, but yes. They were using when that his happened.
Photos, yeah. And I was calling that person out on their bullshit, and I, like, made a post on Facebook about it and let everybody on my friends list know, because he was contacting a bunch of girls locally and trying to get them to meet up with him and being really creepy and trying to get us to send nudes with Manuel Ferreira's photos. Mm-hmm. And it was super uncomfortable. I was like, that's not a real person, because I know Manuel Ferreira and he's not in Colorado and I know that face. I know who that is.
Right.
So I totally called bullshit. I posted everywhere. I let everybody know that it was fraudulent. I reported that shit, but it was creepy. It's like,
it's very creepy.
Really creepy. It's like, I know this person and you're using their photos and trying to get me to meet up with you and trying to say that you're somebody that you're not. So I don't know. That's the only time I've ever had somebody try to approach me with industry people's photos before, but I've seen people make fake accounts before. I just haven't been contacted other than that time.
If it's someone who I know personally, I'm on it, because I know who the person is, whether it's Misty or Dillian or Christian, or somebody. I know who you are, and if you hit me and say, well, I see that you're a fan of mine, no, I'm not a fan of yours. I'm your friend. I call you, if I'm going to tell you, I'll call you on the phone. I have no need to hit you up on Twitter, say, follow me. If you say, Ralph, I need some money, you call me. Say, Ralph, I need a favor, blah, blah.
Or when somebody's hitting you up acting like they're a complete stranger, like, I want to take photos of you and stuff. You should send me some nudes. We should link up, this and that. And I'm like, red flag. I know this person.
Yeah.
This would not be happening. So. Wow.
That's very true, honey. That's very true. All right. Moving on with the news. Hollywood, California news here from our good friend Christiana Sin, former Penthouse pet and adult film star. She's going to be celebrating her birthday with a wild weekend of appearances at two of Sapphire's related gentlemen's club. Opening night will be on August 24th this weekend. She's going to be at the Sapphire's Gentlemen's Club. And then she's going to be doing the following afternoon. She's going to be hosting an afternoon at Sapphire's Topless Pool and Day Club. Now, a lot of my girls have gone down and done this, like Michelle Maylene and so forth, and they've had a great time.
That sounds like a blast. Doing that.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, you know, it's there over there in Vegas. And, you know, those pool clubs, you know, like they used to have at the Hard Rock, they had that big one that was really famous called Rehab. Oh, yeah. That's not open now, supposedly, because they're changing the hotel around. But these are really cool. So people could be topless, and the girls would be running around, and, you know, it's a lot of fun. So go and check out our friend Christiana Sin this weekend. Also this weekend, up in San Francisco at the world-famous Crazy Horse, where Harley Dean is going to be in October. But check out this weekend, the 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. So it's starting tomorrow. Cindy Starfall and Kehlani Lay. This is going to be a great show.
That's going to be a good show.
It's going to be a great show.
Cindy's so much fun. She's just so full of energy. And
Kehlani is too. She's a legend.
I don't think I know her.
She was one of my original Galaxy Girls and one of my original hosts for Inside the Industry with Mika Tan.
Awesome. Yeah. I don't think I've ever met
her. And Michelle.
But I know that Cindy's wild because I've shot with her before. Yeah. I'm just like, I know she's a firecracker.
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. Crazy Horse is located at 980 Market Street in San Francisco. And now it is time for the AVN Top 10 Sales and Rentals. You guys take it away. What do we have at number one?
At number one, we have Performer of the Year 2019, Elegant Angel Productions, Exquisite Entertainment.
Okay. At number two, we have Women Seeking Women. Volume 168 from Girlfriend Films, distributed by Girlfriend Distribution.
Number three is Dreads Big Booties by Jules Jordan Video.
At number four is Interracial Icon Number 12 by Black.com on Pulse Distribution.
And number five is Blacked Raw V19, Blacked Raw Pulse Distribution.
Number six is Lesbian Soul Drama 33 by Girlfriend. Number eight is Lesbian Obsessions Number Three by Girlfriend Films with Girlfriend Distribution.
And number nine is Lesbian Tutor Six Girlfriend Films Distribution.
And coming in at number 10 is Black and Blonde Number Volume Six. That, as I turn the page, which is sticking, is by Dark X with OL Entertainment as the distribution.
Ooh, and then after that, it looks like we're going into Hot Movies, August 2019.
Yes, this is the Hot Movies Did You Know segment. This is where we give you five facts about adult stars that you may or may not know. And don't forget, you go to hotmovies.com, put in the promo code INSIDE, and you get to watch 20 free minutes, whatever you want, at hotmovies.com. Take it away with the Did You Know segment, kids.
All right. Did you know that recently, Urban X Female Performer of the Year, Sexy Luna Star, says that her favorite position is actually doggy style.
Yes.
Ew.
And, you know, Luna, congratulations again. Just won not only Anal Performer of the Year, but also Female Performer of the Year. Yeah.
Wow.
Congratulations to Luna. Yeah.
That's wild.
That's great. Okay, what's our next?
Number two, did you guys know that Kiana Dior is a sexy, curvaceous, multi-ethnic beauty who's been a porn veteran and entered the XXX world in 1999? She has over 250 films.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It really is.
That's
our next fact?
All right, did you know that porn star Sophia Ryan is a former Playboy model in addition to doing film work?
Had no clue. That's awesome, though. Jasmine J is a British adult film actress. She's most known for her exotic looks, alluring accent, and massive 38E size breasts. Holy cow, that sounds painful.
Aren't yours E? What are they?
No, they're double D's.
They're double D's?
Yeah, and they used to be a small C.
Stand up and wiggle around so everybody could see you at home. Just, wow. There you go. Isn't that fantastic? And I like the blonde hair, too, baby.
Thank you. I thought I'd do a change because I've been brunette as long as I've been in the industry. So
yeah.
I thought I'd switch it up.
That's great. Awesome. And I love that the air conditioner is on so hard because their nipples are just
popping out.
Just popping out right now. Okay. Is that our...
We have one more. Okay. Did you know that after leaving Hooters in L.A., Dava Fox began working for the television division of the Playboy magazine Empire. Mm-hmm. She gained notoriety for hooking up with a guy during a live television show that she was working on, and it was all caught on camera. And just out of coincidence, the guy turned out to be adult film star Ryan Driller.
Oh, that's hilarious. Wow. That's a good one.
That's crazy.
That's wild.
That's a good
one. That's awesome, though.
Well, you know, now it's time for Weird Sex Facts.
Woo!
These are wonderful sex facts compiled from all over the globe. They're right there for you. Did you get them?
Oh, they were.
They're not there? Okay. Guys, that helped me with this.
Uh-oh.
All right. Weird sex fact number one. Americans spend 57 minutes per week having sex.
That's not very
14
much.
Minutes below the global average. Unless, of course, you're an adult film star and you're spending a lot more time than that.
That's really bad. That's really bad.
Yeah. Okay, our next weird sex fact. Is
34 is the number of times per day a woman fantasizes about sex during the workday.
Get out.
I thought it would be more.
You're
than
lying.
That.
I don't believe that.
I thought it would be more than that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. Okay. Weird sex fact number 3. 84% of women have sex to get the guy to do more around the house.
Been there, done that.
I don't even believe it. I think it's really 95%. I'm just saying.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Go ahead, read the next one.
Let's see. Number 5, for the ultimate orgasm, abstain from all sexual activity for 3 weeks. That is the amount of time it takes for your testosterone levels to peak and boost your libido. That doesn't surprise me. That could be true.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. 33% of British women think that they can prevent pregnancy by jumping up and down immediately after sex.
That is fucking crazy.
Crazy. You wankers, it doesn't work.
That's wild. What produces the best lovers? Spain, Brazil, and Italy. That doesn't surprise me because I usually love the Spanish and Italians. They're very usually the good. Funnest.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. And that is the Weird Sex Facts. All right, let's break away for another commercial. We're going to be right back right after these special words.
Where can you enjoy a gorilla salad during a nooner with a lunar? Would you like to see a drop shot after some Asian cowgirl during a morning glory? If none of this makes sense to you, you should go right now to www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes to learn what these and many other terms mean. Go to hotmovies.com today. It just makes sense. Once again, that's www.hotmovies.com/bonus and enter the code INSIDE and get 20 minutes today. That's right, enter the code INSIDE and get 20 free minutes today. Inside the Industry is brought to you by hotmovies.com.
Hi, I'm Luna Star, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Hot Summer Fights. Come and join us for Caliente Cage Rage at Dames and Games in Van Nuys at 14626 Raymer Street in Van Nuys, California. 21 and over with ID. The full contact topless girl fights are so popular, and people come from all over Southern California to come and join us for the Caliente Cage Rage events. The event is hosted by Gianna Stilts Taylor and James Bartolet, and there's over $1,000 in cash prizes. There's 2 matches starting at 10:30 and again at midnight. And ladies, if you would like to be in the next Caliente Cage Rage event, all you have to do is text fight organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Come and join us at Dames and Games. It's a great place to bring your friends and have a great night that you'll remember for a long time. That's Caliente Cage Rage at Dames and Games in Van Nuys. See you there.
Hi, this is your girl, Dakota Sky, and I want you to stay tuned for more Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Ready for some real hot summer fun? Then come join us at the Blue Zebra in North Hollywood for the opening night for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling, where adult stars and dancers compete for cash prizes. The date is Saturday, August 3rd, and the matches are at midnight, 1 a.m., and 2 a.m., and Blue Zebra in North Hollywood is 18 and over with ID. The address is 6872 Farmdale Avenue in North Hollywood. So come down and join us on Saturday, August 3rd for Glam Slam, the sexy oil wrestling. Save the date for Sunday, July 28th, for the opening night for Spearmint Rhino Torrance's Amateurs and Pros. Amateurs and Pros is the professional dancer auditions hosted by Triple X stars and celebrity hosts Gianna Stilts Taylor and James Bartolet. The auditions start at 10:30 p.m., and there's over $500 in cash prizes. Plus, the winner will also be featured in a special pictorial in Kittens Magazine. Sign up to be one of LA's hottest new dancers. Just text organizer Cornelis at 310-926-2249. That's 310-926-2249. Remember, party packages are available, and you can pre-book your table now by going to spearmintrhino.com. The event is 21 and over with ID, and we will see you on Sunday, July 28th at Spearmint Rhino and Torrance for Amateurs and Pros.
Hi, I'm Zoe Clark, and you're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet.
Let me ask you a question. Are you getting enough? I bet you'd love more, right? Well, AdamandEve.com wants to give you more with 10 free gifts. First, you'll get a sexy surprise for her. Second, a specially selected toy for him. And third, a little something we know you'll both enjoy. Plus, you'll get 6 full-length adult movies on DVD. And number 10, free shipping on your entire order. So what do you have to do to get your 10 free gifts? It's not hard. Just go to AdamandEve.com and select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy, sexy piece of lingerie, or anything you desire. Just enter offer code FREE76 at checkout, and you'll get all 10 free gifts. Go check out AdamandEve.com today. Select one item and get 10 free gifts, including free shipping, when you enter offer code FREE76. That's FREE76 at AdamandEve.com.
Hey, welcome back. It's Inside the Industry. I'm James Bartolet. We've got Ralph Terry, and we've also got the lovely busty now, busty beauty called Nikki Huntsman in here. So you've got the glasses on, and you got the kind of that girl next door look, but you're hardcore.
Yeah, yeah, I am. I'm pretty wild. And not only that, but I also have a bunch of tattoos. I mean, most of them are easy to hide, as you know, because you've seen my work. Most of them aren't very noticeable.
I've seen you naked. Yeah. I know. Yeah.
They're pretty easy to just look over.
Right. But I mean, there's a different side to you, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I'm very kinky. I seem like a very sweet, innocent, reserved girl. I've had people tell me, oh, you're such a sweet, submissive little bunny wabbit. And I'm like, no.
Bunny wabbit?
Yeah, no. I've had people, like, there was one of my exes that used to call me a bunny rabbit because he thought I was so sweet and innocent and naive.
Wow.
Yeah.
So did you peg him?
Did you peg him?
No.
Okay. You've done that to a guy before.
Oh, yeah. I've definitely pegged guys.
Look at how quickly she said that. Oh, yeah.
I peg guys, but not only that. I've also noticed that when I drink, I just tend to go for whatever I want to do in the moment. I don't always ask. I'm just, when I'm drunk, you know, you're having fun. You
get
do
over
what
here.
You want. So
get over here.
There's this person that I've been hanging out with and seeing a little bit the last couple of months out in Colorado, and he's in the Air Force. And I remember the first time we ever hooked up, I was wasted. I was riding him and I shoved my finger up his ass while riding him. Didn't mm-hmm. even think to bring it up. Like, do you like this? Do you not? Luckily he did.
Whoa. Wow.
Didn't even think to bring it up. I was wasted.
So wait a minute. You fucked a guy in the ass and you didn't ask him if it was cool first?
Oh, he was totally into it, but we were both drunk. Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't ask.
Well, I mean,
drunk me just put my fingers there, Nick, and Nick, went honey, for it.
What's good for the goose is good for the gander. You dig?
Yeah.
So women get pissed off at us guys. If he would have said no or stopped,
I would have backed off. Though, if he would have said no or stopped, I would have backed off. It's one of those things where it's like, just speak up. You don't like what I'm doing, then speak up. Same with girls. If you don't like what your partner's doing, tell them stop or no. Just be like, I don't like that.
Now, another important thing, and this was great because this got brought up yesterday when I was on the set. And I go, this is so great. I got to talk about this on the radio mm-hmm. tomorrow. But is always... talk to the person you're doing the scene with first and say...
It's different when you're on set. Like? You have to go over the do's and don'ts beforehand. Yes. But if you're in your personal life and it's in the moment and you're both wasted, you know, then you just kind of go with the flow and you back the fuck off if people don't like right. what you're doing and you respect and what they want and what they don't want.
Let's explain this to people that are listening and watching us for mm-hmm. the first time or your Trump supporters. do's and don'ts...
Okay, so in the industry, for do's and don'ts, they ask you before you shoot, before you do anything, before you start filming anything, they ask you, what are you okay with? What are you not okay with? What mm-hmm. makes you comfortable? What do you like? What do you not like? And you give a list of what you like and what you don't like. And so does your partner. And you guys make sure that you're okay with everything that you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's all very, very consensual.
Because you don't want to break the flow up. And you're like three quarters of the way through the scene. You're in the home stretch.
Exactly. Because if the scene's going good and then somebody does something that they think is hot in the heat of the moment that isn't hot to the other person, then it ruins the scene.
Yeah.
Versus like in your personal life, all you're doing is you're ruining the moment and you can get over that. but you're if you're on camera, you have to be careful about that part. Yeah. If you're on camera, you're going to ruin the entire day for everybody, the entire video, and then it goes right down the drain.
Right. But let's think positive here. So the positive thing is to talk to them, to have communication, talk before you go down. So you get on the set, you give them your IDs, fill out all your paperwork, you go to wardrobe, you go to hair and makeup, meet with the director. They'll go over the scenario of what you're going to do. You go rehearse your lines with their fellow person because there is some dialogue, whether it's a feature or a gonzo. There's going to be some dialogue, mm-hmm. right?
Exactly.
And then you go over your do's and don'ts, and that's super important mm-hmm. to do.
The do's and don'ts are the most important part, and there's also safe words when you work for certain companies, mm-hmm. like Kink, for one. They always have safe words so that they know if something's a little bit too much to back off or whatever, and they give you lots of breaks. It looks more intense than it actually is. A lot of it's just putting on a show.
Right. Now, also, another thing that I want to stress, too, is a lot of companies now are doing this. They are recording you on camera mm-hmm. saying, you know, you are here of your own free will.
Yeah, nobody forced they have to do that for liability reasons.
Yes.
Because some people will say that they're okay with it in the moment and then change their mind later and be like, I did not consent. They forced me.
And then also, they'll ask you if you're under the influence of any drugs or alcohol or anything.
You have to be sober for filming for liability reasons. But it's also just the type of thing that, one, you should be sober when you're filming because you want to make sure that you're okay with what you're doing. And if you're not sober, you're not fully able to consent. Because mm-hmm. you might be okay with doing something when you're wasted that you're not okay with doing while you're sober.
Right. Now, I know a lot of civilians out there, they see a movie like Boogie Nights or mm-hmm. something, and they think, oh, yeah, that's what it's like.
Nope.
Currently, maybe when porn started.
Maybe. Well, maybe. Well, it was like that back in the days. I've been around that long, and I'll tell you, it was, but, you know.
But that was a long time ago.
A long time ago.
A long time ago.
That was the good old days when we made a lot of money. You know, now
don't worry about diseases.
Now we get a couple of $100 and a gift card to TJ Maxx.
Pretty much.
But you know, that TJ Maxx card is pretty good, though, right? Yes, it is. But the money's still in there, and this brings me to another point. You know, 2 weeks ago, this whole thing came out about Mia Khalifa. Yeah, with this whole thing coming forward and talking about...
I made a whole 12 grand. It's like both...
No, she didn't say 12 grand. She said 1,200.
No, she said 12 grand. It was 12 grand. I watched the video.
It was 12 grand, Ralph.
It was 12 grand.
Yeah.
She said 12 grand during her entire
span. She really only did like 9 or 10 scenes total.
Yeah, but the thing is, you have to think of the fact that the Mia Khalifa brand started from porn. So everything that she's earned as Mia Khalifa is
she's made
residuals.
A lot of money. She's made a lot of money off that name and exploiting that whole thing about her ethnicity and everything.
Not to mention, I also have to point out the fact that she says that she made 12 grand, but she also mentions at one point in the interview that she was a contract star at one point.
Mm-hmm.
And
briefly,
if you're a contract...
Briefly.
Yeah, but when you sign the contract, don't you get paid like 15 grand or 20 up front? So she got
on the company, but yeah.
Yeah, so she got the 15 or 20 on mm-hmm. top of the 10 or 12 that she made before that. So in theory, she would have made at least 30 grand on top of anything that she's made since then under the Mia Khalifa brand.
Right.
But this is just, my question. Mm-hmm. If you have such a bad taste in your mouth from the porn industry that it mm-hmm. was so bad and, you know, you talk about your comfortability, then why are you still, first and foremost, why are you still going by the name Mia Khalifa?
Because mm-hmm. she got a following under that name and she knows she can make money off of it. But she's making the money from porn. So for her to be putting it down and saying, oh, I didn't make shit from my stint in porn, it's like bullshit.
Exactly.
You have 15 million followers and you sure as hell are making bank from that.
Exactly. Because without the pornography background, nobody know who you are.
That's
nobody.
Right. And she was nobody, and she's going back to do that. So this is what happens. If you get out of porn, fine. Go with God. Go. Goodbye. Don't come back and try to say shit to make money.
Right.
This is what happened. Penny Flame did the same thing. Talk shit about the industry so she can make a little quick buck and say, oh, boo-hoo me. There's a lot of other girls. I could go on with this list
There's
forever.
There's a big list. But at the same time, it's like, if the industry didn't do anything wrong to you, then what's the point of bad-mouthing it?
Right. And don't make up shit mm-hmm. either. You
I
know,
completely agree.
We have enough tough times as it is already. We don't need to have this scrutiny coming on to this wonderful industry mm-hmm. that this girl was tortured and she was made to feel bad. You know, there was that show that came out, Hot Girls Wanted. Now, there is a segment with Inside the Industry on there, but and Tyler was on there with us and Misty and all of us, and we were down there doing the show. And I was happy to have that exposure, but I was upset that we would try to be pulled into that same thing, like we forced these girls to do that.
I think a lot of people...
And we don't. We do not force anybody to do this. But if you don't want to do it, fine. Go.
But I think a lot of people have this misconception. Like, how would this girl who was raised in the church and came from a two-person, mm-hmm. you know, mother and father there, how could she dare go into the world of pornography? Like, someone had to twist her arm or push her. Most of the girls go into this because... I'm not going to sit here and say that every single case is hunky dory and sunshine and rainbows, because no, it is not. Mm-hmm. But the times where someone is forced into this business mm-hmm. is very small. It's very small compared to people that want to come in because they want to do it for whatever reason they have. Most people come to business because they want to come into this business.
Right.
Most of us want to have fun and we want to make money while we're having fun.
Exactly.
And when it comes down to it, most of us have really high sex drives. So it's like, oh, I can get paid, for doing something that I'm already doing on a daily basis. So it's mm-hmm. like, why not get paid for it?
Right.
Instead of just sitting around doing it for free.
Right.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Because there's a girl right now giving, I can't say that, but there's a girl right now giving somebody head for a Big Mac. Right this way.
Pretty much. And not only that, but some girls just go out
to a club. And probably having unsafe sex and has not been tested.
Never been tested.
We're tested. We got to do this every 14 days, folks.
Yep. I just got tested yesterday and I'm good to go.
Yeah. So, and that costs, that's money out of our pocket. It's not paid for by the production companies mm-hmm. or the agents.
And it is not cheap. It's a couple hundred dollars each time.
That's very true. Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to some phone calls right now, okay? Let's go to our caller. Hello, caller. Who's this? Where are you calling from? Turn down your radio.
Oh, this is Mr. DVD.
Hello, Mr. DVD. Got to turn down your radio there, buddy.
I don't even have my radio on.
Well, why am I getting feedback?
Must be my fan, maybe.
Okay.
Is that better?
Okay. I still hear feedback. Can you call right back?
Can you call right back?
All right. We're going to have him call right back. All right. You got to remember, when you call into a radio show,
turn your radio down. Your speaker, your Bluetooth speaker, turn it down.
Got to do that. That's important, baby. All right. Once again, congratulations to all of the winners at the 2019 Urban X Awards. We had a wonderful weekend.
Yes, it really was.
Gianna Taylor and all of us involved working with her. It was a lot of hard work. It was a long weekend. And
I just moved chairs back and forth.
We needed that to have that done, baby. We need to have that done. All right, let's try this. Oh, I'm still hearing feedback a little bit. Real quick, though, Mr. DVD, you got a question for Nikki?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to ask her about her tattoo in the back. I can't really make it out. What is that tattoo?
Okay, so I know it's a little bit harder to tell what it is, but basically it's a labyrinth.
It's a labyrinth.
And it's a whole maze. Oh, my God. The echo's horrible. I'm taking that off. But it's a labyrinth, and it has a little owl flying right through it, and it has a castle up top, and it's inspired by my favorite movie with David Bowie and Jennifer Connelly from 1986. Yeah, so I have a labyrinth on my back, a maze, a little owl flying through it, and the castle at the top. And it has a sunset.
I think you're very beautiful, though. I mean, you're very stunning.
Thank you.
I've been told that before.
I have, but I still like to hear it. I always like compliments.
Usually when the guys are saying that, they're going like this. Staring right at her tits. They're not looking in her eyes. You're very beautiful.
Well, when I jerk off, I look at right straight at the woman's eyes in her face. I don't really look at the tits.
You're a gentleman.
For me.
I don't know. I've had people tell me that my eyes draw them in.
You do have pretty eyes, baby.
You do have pretty eyes.
Yes, you do.
For me to come on. All right, Mr. DVD. Right. Thanks for calling in, buddy.
Okay, thanks.
All right, we had a little. I'm still hearing feedback on that. Did you?
Because his.
Was it me or
no.
did you?
No,
hear
I
that
heard
too?
It the whole time. That's okay. why I took my headphones off.
He had a speaker going, and you need to turn the speaker down.
Oh, is that right?
I was wondering what was going on. I was like, I can't focus on what I'm saying.
He's recording you. They're going to turn it into Kellyanne Conway and attack us on Fox News tomorrow morning. So, yeah,
I'm screwed.
You know what? When I was on the set the other day, there was one of the young performers on there was telling me they got recognized for the first time. We started talking about that with the director about getting recognized and said, yeah, that happens to me.
Yeah,
because I, you know, been in for a long time and I do mainstream as well. But some of these young performers are noticing they're getting recognized. And they were quite happy about it. They said they were just out in public and going down Venice Beach on their roller skates. And some young kids came up and
were
watching
like, oh
it. So millennials are watching porn, which is cool. That's our new audience there, the future.
That's awesome.
So, Nikki, my question for you, Boobala.
Yes.
Boobala. Have you been recognized?
Oh, yeah. I've been recognized a lot over the years.
Now, down here in Cali or up north?
Both.
Oh, for real?
Both. I've been recognized in both. Like, out in Colorado, I was working at a bar last year as a shot girl, and I would get recognized.
Shot girl?
Whoa.
Yeah. When I first moved home, I was working at a bar as a shot girl, and I was also working a server job. I was working two jobs. I had very little sleep, very little time to myself, but I was trying to appease an ex, and I was trying to work my way out a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was miserable, but I got recognized there a lot, and I got people asking me for selfies a lot when I worked there, and then when I lived out here, when I first moved out here, and I was first dipping my toes into the industry, you know, I was new, so I wasn't as well known, so I wasn't shooting regularly yet.
Yeah.
And I used to work at Studios City, like Universal Studios at Saddle Ranch.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, back when that was around, I worked at Saddle
Ranch.
Yeah,
it's gone now.
It is.
The Saddle Ranch.
What was Saddle Ranch?
Saddle Ranch was a restaurant. They still have the original one on Sunset Boulevard. It's next to the Hyatt Hotel, across from what used to be the House of Blues, which is gone now.
But I worked at the one that was at Universal Studios for a little while. And when I worked there, I got recognized a lot, both from porn, but also from the YouTube stuff that I've done with YouTubers.
Wow.
They'd be like, oh, my God, you're Nikki Huntsman from Tipsy Bartender. Can I take a picture with you?
Wow.
And that happened on a daily basis when I worked there. That was actually really cool because it's a very touristy spot.
Tipsy Bartender. That sounds familiar. I've seen that before.
Yeah, with Sky John on YouTube. I'm one of the tipsy girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I have some of them saved. Some of the drinks that he made were... Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think one... I remember he was the one that showed the blowjob.
Yeah.
The blowjob one.
I remember that.
That's you?
I'm pretty sure if it's the one that I'm thinking of, because I know I've done a blowjob drink for him for sure. Yeah, but it depends on which one
he's done
thousands of videos, so I'm not sure. But let's see. And I know that some of my videos are still up, and some of them got taken down. Like, he made some of them private just because he was nervous since YouTube's starting to crack down more on inappropriate
things.
Oh, yes, they are.
Everybody's cracking down. Calm down, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but...
Crack kills.
Here's a few of the ones that I've done, like the redheaded slut, the...
Now, the funny thing is, these are drinks. Juice. These are drinks, but they're drinks with naughty names.
Oh, here's the porn star martini, my first episode I ever did. The
porn star martini.
Now, Nikki, do you still have your YouTube channel, baby?
I do. I hardly ever post to it, though. I need to post more often. I've actually thought about doing more industry-based type videos and posting them so that people can get, like, an inside look, like how to pick an agent, which agencies are legitimate, which ones are fake.
There you go.
I've thought about doing that, you know.
Smart idea, right, Ralph?
Very smart.
Yeah. And that way they can get some pointers from an actual girl in the industry who knows her shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing this stuff for 7 years.
Yes, you have, baby.
Really?
For a long time.
Yeah, 2012 was when I started.
You know, fan asked... Ralph, were you a performer at one time?
No.
You aren't ever?
No, never.
Okay.
Never. No. Not on camera, but no, never.
But yeah.
Well, the only way it would be is on camera.
Well, actually, once I was, twice, I was actually asked to do a scene. Alexander DeVoe, years ago, when we first started knowing each other, he asked me if I wanted to do a scene.
Alexander DeVoe?
Yes, he did. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, because I was 26 about then. I was like, nah, I don't think I want to do it not the fact that I couldn't do it because I can. It's just the fact that I was worried. It was surrounded by beautiful women all day. How am I going to do the scene? I'm worried about outside stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then a couple years ago at an Exotica, I was asked if I wanted to be one of the guys in the Bukkake scene. But
you didn't do that.
No, I didn't do that because I didn't know what it was. And then the guy I was with, he said, we were talking. Because they asked him to, he's like, nah, I'm good. And then we went outside, I said, no, you didn't want to? He's like, nah. And I said, well, what's a Bukkake thing? He told me. I was like, okay.
All right. Let's go to another call here. Hello, caller. Is this where you're calling from tonight?
What's up, James? It's Aaron.
Aaron, what's happening, my friend?
Congratulations, my brother. Congratulations on your Hall of Fame, bro.
Oh, thank you. I love you, man. Thank you so much. Thank you. I really appreciate that.
How you doing, Nikki? How you doing, sir, Mr. Ralph?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am doing just fine. Thank you.
I'm doing okay. I just wanted to call in and give congrats to my boy, James. Nikki, I just followed you on a sex path.
Aw, thank you so much. I appreciate the follow. It means a lot.
Well, get him off tonight.
No problem.
Oh, hey.
Get him off tonight.
I don't even know.
What is that? Oy vey. Okay.
That's him getting off. I don't even know.
Now, are you going to enter the contest for Exotica Miami, buddy?
I'm going to try to. Hopefully I win.
Okay.
It's been kind of crazy the last few months right now for me.
Mm-hmm. But you're going to come down there, huh? Yeah. We're going to have a lot of great girls there. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's a fun. Fun thing
to do.
Fun.
What are you, Italian now?
No, I'm just sleepy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I've been up since 4 a.m.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Colorado time, 3 a.m. Oh, L.A. time.
That part.
I'm not trying to hear it. I'm from Jersey. So.
I got to the airport super early, missed my flight, had to go on a later flight.
Oh.
I literally missed it by 5 minutes thanks to the security line being super long. They were like, oh, we closed the gate 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's why you got to get that pre-TSA or clear.
They were so nice, though. They were just like, you know, even though you didn't pay for the travel insurance, we'll give you a seat on the next flight for free. They paid it forward.
That was nice.
Okay. So. That's good.
It worked out well.
All right. My friend, thank you for calling in. Always good to hear from you. I'm sure you'll be calling in tomorrow on SiriusXM. Listening in on
that. Yeah, sure will, bro. And congratulations to everybody. Hope everybody have a good night.
Hope you have a great night, buddy. Too.
Thank you.
Thank
good
you.
Good night.
Good night. Woo.
All right, we got to wrap things up. So, plug.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm Ralph Terry. You can find me on Twitter. My Twitter name is Porn Warrior, but based on concerts last night, I might change that to something else. But you can also find me on Instagram. It's Mr. Ralph Terry. I don't think I can plug the radio show I actually do. Because
why not?
Okay. I do a radio show on Dollhouse Radio. It's called Hot Sugar Tea with former porn star India Morrell. We also talk about the adult movie industry. We're live every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Call in, chat room, interact with us. Let us know who you want to talk to. We are doing a show this Friday. I took last Friday off because Urban X Awards, but this Friday we're doing a Urban X Awards recap. Best dress and worst dress. You might want to watch that one. That's going to be kind of... Nobody was worst dressed on the red carpet, so I'm like, I don't know who to pick for worst dress. Mm-hmm. I know who I picked for the best dress. Mm-hmm. I have the one ass slots, one and two. I'm looking for the other three. I'm looking through all the pictures.
You're looking for slots or sluts?
Slots. Oh. Not sluts, slots.
I'm looking for sluts. Okay. Nikki, I'm sorry. That's a terrible transition into you, but yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. So you can follow me everywhere at NikeyHuntsman. I'm on Instagram, Twitter. I'm also on Pornhub, ManyVids. I'm everywhere. Sext Panther. So, yeah. And on YouTube. You can find me everywhere.
Very cool. And you can find me on YouTube, too. I got a James Bartolet channel on there. And get a subscription to my OnlyFans there on Twitter. At James Bartolet and at James Bartolet 9 on Instagram. And don't forget to check us out tomorrow, Thursday, 2 to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Inside the Industry with James Bartolet on Vivid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 415. And till next time, I'm James Bartolet.
I'm Nikki Huntsman.
I'm Ralph Terry.
Good night and good sex.
You're listening to Inside the Industry with James Bartolet, right here on LA Talk Radio.